Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
It's high noon time here from Circa. And what have we done so far? Well, we talked a lot of Bears. We talked some roster stuff about what's going to happen with those who are playing tonight. And probably if you're playing, it's probably a bad sign. And a lot of the guys in Bears uniforms are putting stuff on film for other teams that may employ them at some point. We talked about our guy Kevin Fishbane's terrific piece breaking down film with Matt Eberflus. Just talking about Eberflus's joy of coaching and teaching and watching tape and having him really flesh out who he is as a coach in that regard a little bit for us, which has been nice. Derek Stevens told us all about the Circa Million Contest and Circa Survivor. Paul Charchian gave us the first round of fantasy tips as we start getting closer to the season.
It's time.
Okay, so this happened and Ray saw it. And I need to, we need to sort of whiteboard what this story was. Now, if you remember, going back months, I was experiencing all kinds of foot problems, right? Just all kinds of nagging foot problems. I was doing a lot of walking, and my feet were getting, they were getting gnarly and swollen and uncomfortable.
You kept making faces when you were walking.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was from, like, something I said or, like, just internal things.
No, it's going to happen. So Lawrence mentioned to me, he's like, you know, you should really get yourself, instead of wearing those crappy, cheap shoes you wear, why don't you get yourself a real pair of shoes? Why don't you go get some Hokas or some Brookses? And I said, okay. And I ignored him. And then when Beth and I took a trip to Savannah, we were wandering around in Savannah. My feet were kind of hurting. And I noticed that in a walking city like that, there were a lot of older couples and older people there. And they were all wearing Hokas. All of them. So finally, I get in the elevator, and I said to the guy in the elevator, I said, you know, those are supposed to be really good shoes. Are they? And he said, they'll change your life. I said, come on. He goes, no, they're really that good. And I went down, I went right downstairs. I went out and I bought a pair. And they're amazing.
Because a random white told him that they were good shoes.
Correct.
Yeah, that's my takeaway.
Even though his partner of a couple of years.
Okay, so.
I think Random White is by the sports animals over there, by the way.
The sports menagerie.
And that's Randy White. That's different.
Oh, Randy.
Yeah, Randy White, the manster. So we're going through security at O'Hare. Ray and I are in the security line. Now, I'm not making this up. So we get through the thing. I'm putting my belt back on. We're gathering all of our stuff. And my shoes are there in the bin. These Hokas. And a woman next to me says, I've heard those are really good shoes. Are they? And I said, they are. They'll change your life. This woman was a middle-aged African-American woman.
All right.
So I have officially paid it forward.
Yes.
We have reached
resolution
on the circle of the shoes. That now she came to me and she asked my advice.
She needed
my imprimatur to validate that these shoes are good. Now, I also want the record to show that when I finally did go to get the MRI on my foot and the doctor came out, I had not one but two middle-aged Indian men tell me that these are almost, they consider them prescriptions. He said, I see you're wearing Hokas. I would have told you to go get a pair. So we're bringing people together.
Good.
We are bringing nations together. We are a big tent for every race, creed, and color.
Strangely enough, during the break, we were just talking about shoes with Deck and Beetle.
Beetle and Deck, yeah.
Because Michelle and I have the same shoes.
Right. And I was saying, then Deck and I got into a conversation about, you know, style over function in shoes. And for the most part, I rock the Brookses to walk around in. But if I want to, like, step it up from a gym shoe standpoint, I'm an Air Max guy.
Okay.
I've never been a Jordan guy. I've never really been an Air Force One guy. But a good pair of Air Maxes, I am all about.
Air Max 90s, man. Those are my jam.
Air Max 95s.
They've re-released the Air Max 96, which takes a special place in my heart. But the Air Force Ones that Beetle and I both have are the green and pink trim on the tongue and the heel.
Our buddy Jay Illa has a wall of Air Maxes.
I want to see it.
I'm sure. I'll see if I can find. I'm pretty sure he's posted it, but his Air Max collection is wild. But I'm proud of you, Dan. One, for, you know, talking to a black person that you're not paid to. And two, paying forward the gospel of
yes.
comfortable shoes as we get older. Like, that is a significant thing. And when you deliver that to people, it is such a great, great moment.
I will say that they don't work for everyone.
What, comfortable shoes in general?
No,
or yeah, well, no, everybody's... Well, some people have
I like Brooks's instead of Hoka's.
I have like a flat instep and like a flatter arch, and they don't work for me, unfortunately. But for those of you who love them, I salute you.
Yeah,
I created a community.
Yeah, I think I need a new pair, too. And I actually, it was weird. I think it was West Loop Tom sent me a note via Twitter, and he's like, I saw you fishing, and I walked by you in the harbor, and I didn't want to bother you, but you need a new pair of Hoka's. That's what he said.
But, and again, I told you a few weeks ago, and I said, Dan, you've probably done like 500 yeah. miles in those shoes,
you told
right?
me before then. You said it when I first got them. You said, look, you're going to need a backup pair, and you're going to have to rotate the two rather than just wear the hell out of these and then get another. Just pace literally a couple of pairs.
Right. But, of course, he doesn't take that recommendation. He waits for the random white while he's out fishing to tell him to get a new pair of shoes. So for every step forward we take with the Hokas, we often will take a step back.
I don't know. I didn't know that West Loop Tom, but why are you presuming he's white?
Was he a white?
I don't know. He tweeted me after. He never came up to me.
West Loop Tom, we need a picture.
West Loop Tom is white. You can see it in his profile picture.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know it's him?
He's just faking to be a random white.
You might have a picture of that. I don't know.
Hey, I have some important news.
What?
Today the Cubs wrap up their series at home against the Tigers. Don't do what you did last night, Cubs. WTH, what the heck? Pre-game coverage is coming up at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. And shout out to our Southwest pilot buddy. Who said hi
Russ.
To Russ today? Russ, yeah. And we did, like, talk about the planes because Lawrence and I took Southwest over. And, you know, you got to
love Southwest.
Shots.
Well, Eddie, remember what I was saying about the flight simulator?
Yeah.
About saying that practicing in dangerous conditions, practicing in difficult conditions. And he got all mad at me. He's like, Bernstein, you're crashing the plane. He goes, you lose an engine, you lose the other engine, lose hydraulic power. And then, what did he say, a full decompression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
But the way he rattled that off was pretty cool.
He's like, a pilot. Russ. Like, I'm sure Russ was like, what the bleep,
no,
man?
Then he said they do practice that stuff.
Of course they do. Yeah.
Well, I think if Russ is your pilot, you're in good hands. Just saying.
And we love Southwest. I am an A-list member on Southwest, and it is great.
I am not, but I got at least the B group for checking in at 23:59 before the flight. We'll talk.
Let's talk some quarterbacking with Sean King next on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
It's high noon time here from Circa. And what have we done so far? Well, we talked a lot of Bears. We talked some roster stuff about what's going to happen with those who are playing tonight. And probably if you're playing, it's probably a bad sign. And a lot of the guys in Bears uniforms are putting stuff on film for other teams that may employ them at some point. We talked about our guy Kevin Fishbane's terrific piece, breaking down film with Matt Eberflus. Just talking about Eberflus's joy of coaching and teaching and watching tape and having him really flesh out who he is as a coach in that regard a little bit for us, which has been nice. Derek Stevens told us all about the Circa Million contest and Circa Survivor. Paul Charchian gave us the first round of fantasy tips as we start getting closer to the season.
It's time.
Okay, so this happened, and Ray saw it, and I need to we need to sort of whiteboard what this story was. Now, if you remember, going back months, I was experiencing all kinds of foot problems, right? Just all kinds of nagging foot problems. I was doing a lot of walking, and my feet were getting gnarly and swollen and uncomfortable.
You kept making faces when you were walking.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if it was from, like, something I said or, like, just internal things.
No, it's going to happen. So Lawrence mentioned, he's like, you know, you should really get yourself, instead of wearing those crappy cheap shoes you wear, why don't you get yourself a real pair of shoes? Why don't you go get some Hokas or some Brookses? And I said, okay. And I ignored him. And then when Beth and I took a trip to Savannah, we were wandering around in Savannah. My feet were kind of hurting. And I noticed that in a walking city like that, there were a lot of older couples and older people there. And they were all wearing Hokas. All of them. So finally, I get in the elevator. And I said to the guy in the elevator, I said, you know, those are supposed to be really good shoes, are they? And he said, they'll change your life. I said, come on. He goes, no, they're really that good. And I went down, I went right downstairs. I went out and I bought a pair. And they're amazing.
Because a random white told him that they were good shoes.
Correct.
Yeah, that's my takeaway.
Even though his partner of a couple of years.
Okay, so.
I think Random White is by the sports animals over there.
The sports menagerie.
And that's Randy White. That's different.
Oh, Randy.
Yeah, Randy White, the manster. So we're going through security at O'Hare. Ray and I are in the security line. Now, I'm not making this up. So we get through the thing. I'm putting my belt back on. We're gathering all of our stuff, and my shoes are there in the bin. These Hokas, and a woman next to me says, "I've heard those are really good shoes. Are they?" And I said, "They are. They'll change your life." This woman was a middle-aged African-American woman.
All right.
So I have officially paid it forward.
Yes.
We have reached
resolution
on the circle of the shoes. That now she came to me and she asked my advice.
She needed a random white to tell her that
she needed my imprimatur to validate that these shoes are good. Now, I also want the record to show that when I finally did go to get the MRI on my foot and the doctor came out, I had not one but two middle-aged Indian men tell me that these are almost, they consider them prescriptions. He said, I see you're wearing Hokas. I would have told you to go get a pair. So we're bringing people together.
Good.
We are bringing nations together. We are a big tent for every race, creed, and color.
Strangely enough, during the break, we were just talking about shoes with Deck and Beetle.
Beetle and Deck, yeah.
Because Michelle and I have the same shoes.
Right. And I was saying, then Deck and I got into a conversation about, you know, style over function in shoes. And for the most part, I rock the Brookses to walk around in. But if I want to, like, step it up from a gym shoe standpoint, I'm an Air Max guy.
Okay.
I've never been a Jordan guy. I've never really been an Air Force One guy. But a good pair of Air Maxes, I am all about.
Air Max 90s, man. Those are my jam.
Air Max 95s.
They've re-released the Air Max 96, which takes a special place in my heart. But the Air Force Ones that Beetle and I both have are the green and pink trim on the tongue and the heel.
Our buddy Jay Illa has a wall of Air Maxes.
I want to see it.
I'm sure. I'll see if I can find. I'm pretty sure he's posted it, but his Air Max collection is wild. But I'm proud of you, Dan. One, for, you know, talking to a black person that you're not paid to. And two, paying forward the gospel of
yes.
comfortable shoes as we get older. Like, that is a significant thing. And when you deliver that to people, it is such a great, great moment.
I will say that they don't work for everyone.
What, comfortable shoes in general?
No,
or yeah, well, no, everybody's... Well, some people have
I like Brooks's
like
instead
a
of Hoka's.
I instep and like a flatter arch, and they don't work for me, unfortunately. But for those of you who love them, I salute you.
Yeah,
you've created a community.
Yeah, I think I need a new pair too. And I actually, it was weird. I think it was West Loop Tom sent me a note via Twitter, and he's like, "I saw you fishing, and I walked by you in the harbor, and I didn't want to bother you, but you need a new pair of Hoka's." That's what he said.
But and again. I told you a few weeks ago, and I said, Dan, you've probably done like 500 yeah. miles in those shoes.
You told
right?
me before then. You said it when I first got them. You said, look, you're going to need a backup pair, and you're going to have to rotate the two rather than just wear the hell out of these and then get another. Just pace literally a couple of pairs.
Right. But of course, he doesn't take that recommendation. He waits for the random white while he's out fishing to tell him to get a new pair of shoes. So for every step forward we take with the Hokas, we often will take a step back.
I don't know. I didn't know that West Loop Tom. Why are you presuming he's white?
Was he a white?
I don't know. He tweeted me after. He never came up to me.
West Loop Tom, we need a picture.
West Loop Tom is white. You can see it in his white. Profile picture.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know it's him?
Knows.
He's just faking to be a random white.
You might have a picture of that. I don't know.
Hey, I have some important news.
What?
Today the Cubs wrap up their series at home against the Tigers. Don't do what you did last night, Cubs. WTH, what the heck? Pre-game coverage is coming up at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. And shout out to our Southwest pilot buddy. Who said hi
Russ.
To Russ today? Russ, yeah. And we did, like, talk about the planes because Lawrence and I took Southwest over. And, you know, you got to
love
some
Southwest.
Shots.
Well, and remember what I was saying about the flight simulator?
Yeah.
About saying that practicing in dangerous conditions, practicing in difficult conditions. And he got all mad at me. He's like, Bernstein, you're crashing the plane. He goes, you lose an engine, you lose the other engine, lose hydraulic power. And then, what did he say, a full decompression?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
But the way he rattled that off was pretty cool.
It's like, horrible. Russ. Like, I'm Russ sure Russ was pilot. Like, what the bleep,
no,
man?
Then he said they do practice that stuff.
Of course they do. Yeah.
Well, I think if Russ is your pilot, you're in good hands. Just saying.
And we love Southwest. I am an A-list member on Southwest, and it is great.
I am not, but I got at least the B group for checking in at 23:59 before the flight. We'll talk.
Let's talk some quarterbacking with Sean King next on The Score.